The essential quality of renunciation is humility, to give up the false ego and understand I am completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Rupa Goswami says this is one of the cardinal symptoms of real surrender, complete dependence on the Lord. That takes complete humility. Dushasana had such power, and he was a trained, practiced Kshatriya, and he was trying to pull the sari off Draupadi. Draupadi didn't have much at all, but she did have Bhima, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva as her husbands. She turned to them, "Help me!" She was obviously proud to have husbands like that. "Help me!" They just put their heads down. They couldn't help. She turned to Bhishma, her husband's grandfather, who was the most powerful man on earth. "Help me!" He just put his head down. She turned to Dhritarashtra, the king, who could have given order. "Help me!" Just put his head down. No one wanted to help her. No one wanted to interfere with the situation. It was too complex. She tried to hold on to her own sari, but that was hopeless. What did she do? She raised her arms and she cried out Krishna's names. "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." Because she was wise, she knew. She didn't call out for Narayan. She didn't cry out for Shiva. She didn't cry out for anyone else. She knew in this desperate condition of the greatest need, she cried out, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." She needed the ultimate, supreme, original power of God. And Krishna descended. And here is the 20,000 elephants of Dushasana's arms, pulling, 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 and pulling, and even pulling more. And Krishna made so much sari material that Dushasana became very sorry. There's nothing else. He was exhausted. There was nothing else he could do. He was defeated. This is the power of renunciation. The renunciation of humility, which is the very foundation of devotion.